he is a genuine follower of Jesus Christ.
That's Reverend Robert Jeffress, an evangelical Christian minister who supports Texas Governor Rick Perry for president. Jeffress favors Perry over frontrunner Mitt Romney because the former Massachusetts governor is a Mormon.
In my estimation, Mormonism is a cult, and it would give credence to a cult to have a Mormon candidate.
Jeffress says Mormons are moral people, but not part of mainstream Christianity, something Linda Jensen finds offensive.
Not a cult. We don't have horns. We don't have several wives. So let's get past that.
Many Americans prefer to keep politics and religion separate, but it doesn't always work that way. Perry and Romney sparred over the Jeffress comments during the latest Republican debate in Las Vegas.
That individual expressed an opinion. I didn't agree with it, Mitt, and I said so. But the fact is, Americans understand faith, and what they've lost faith in is the current resident of the White House.
That idea that we should choose people based upon their religion for public office is what I find to be most troubling. Because the founders of this country went to great length to make sure, and even put it in the Constitution, that we would not choose people who represent us in government based upon their religion.
Public opinion surveys show that most Americans are tolerant of diverse religious views, unless they are seen as extreme. That's reflected in a recent sampling of opinion in Los Angeles.
It's the extremists that I have a problem with, basically, because they kind of preach towards everybody and expect everyone to believe the way they do.
I live in Arizona, so we have a lot of Mormons. And they interact like anybody else who's Catholic or Protestant or Baptist, to each his own.
Mitt Romney might be hurt by the reluctance of some Christian voters to support him, says Daniel Cox with the Public Religion Research Institute in Washington.
Evangelicals are a vital part of the Republican primary constituency. They're about one in four voters overall, and a significantly larger portion of the Republican primary electorate, particularly in places like Iowa and South Carolina and Florida.
But Cox also says there is a way for Romney to overcome some of those doubts.
So if Romney can convince voters, particularly evangelical voters in the Republican primary, that he shares their political values, there's a good chance that the religious values may not be as important.
If he wins the Republican nomination and defeats President Barack Obama next year, Mitt Romney would become the country's first Mormon president. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.